السلام عليكم. I would like to congratulate the Islamic Ummah on this great occasion of the anniversary of the greatest human being ever created and the greatest prophet and the grandest prophet Muhammad, and peace be upon him and his progeny. So establishing unity among Islamic sects and schools should be one of the priorities of Muslims from all sects, because we have seen major sedition and division in these last few years. And many politicians that used the sedition as a tool to divide the nations, or to divide their own nation, to be able to fully control the people. As long as the people are divided and they're caught up in some type of turmoil, then it will give access and empower those evil tyrants and puppets that are installed all over the Islamic world. And they know, the enemies very well know, and we're talking about the imperialists such as America, the English regime, the Zionists, that if the Muslims are divided, then we can control their resources, we can control the security of the region, we can access these countries and nations by media in different ways to keep them weak. So that's why Imam al-Khomeini had the cure for this, and he always called after the revolution for Islamic unity. During the revolution, after the revolution, this was the call of Imam al-Khomeini, and he was the hope for the oppressed people and for the Muslims. He wanted unity between the Sunnis and Shias, and that's why the Islamic Republic of Iran established the Week of Unity. And this Week of Unity is based on the Islamic calendar from the Sunni and Shia sect. The Sunnis celebrate the Prophet Muhammad's birth based on the narrations that reach them on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal, and the Shia Muslims, from their narrations, claim that it's on the 17th. So we see there's a 5-day difference. It's not much at all. And what they did is they strategically chose the middle date, so between the 5th, the 17th and the 12th. And what they did is they made a conference, the unity conference for the Prophet Muhammad, because Prophet Muhammad unites all Muslim sects. And they invite and host and accommodate all Sunni scholars from different countries in the world, including Canada, such as Zafar Bangash. And they speak about important developments within the Islamic Ummah nation and the problems and how to solve them and how to unite and how to build bridges and how to fight our main enemies and common enemies. And this is one of the most important things, you know, that we should learn from, is that everywhere in the world, especially in the West, there should be conferences. There should be, you know, Shia Muslim unity events. And we should stand together on many initiatives and common goals, such as Palestine, Kashmir, Yemen, all these things. We should stand against, you know, the disunity and the sedition and the sectarian problems.